Yes, indeed. You're very welcome back to the Swell Festival at 6 minutes after 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. Paul McDevitt on a Sunday night. I don't even know myself. Anyway, I say it's total atmosphere here, totally electric. And that's one of them words a lot of people use, but definitely you can't use it enough here. As you can listen in the background, the music is going in different venues here. There's comedians here, there's DJs, there's singers, and it's one of the best festivals we have ever been at. Really, really enjoying it here. 086-77-00-555. You want to drop in a text, say hello to anyone, you're more than welcome. And emails paulmcdevitt@highlandradio.com. We're with you right through until 9 p.m. tonight. And I'm delighted to say I'm joined now by, from Frankfurt in Germany, I'm joined by Julie. And I'm joined by Paula. Lovely to see you.
Hi there.
Hi.
And tell me, what brings you here to Arranmore?
Yeah, there's a Donegal-based band called In Their Thousands. Yeah,
whoa!
They're the best, man. And they did a Germany tour, and we supported them on their tour. And that was, in April 15, 2015. And they were like, we have a festival at our hometown, so you should come. It's so pretty out there. And we were like, okay.
Right. Okay. So is this your first time in Ireland?
No,
the second time.
My third time, actually. But we're going to move here anyway, so.
Oh, you're moving here. And tell me this, is this your first time in Arranmore?
No, the second, because we played the festival last year.
Oh, well then, you're a regular, you know the place. So obviously you enjoyed it the first time, you decided you'd love to come back?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, brilliant. So what's the music scene in Germany like compared to here? Is it the same?
Nah, definitely not. It's like, when you come here and when there's a band starting to get themselves together and starting to do music,
yes,
they already sound like a million times better than any German band who has played 5 years
right?
together. Because, I don't know, the Irish, they just got it figured out.
But the German people have a great music sense too. They love folk music. There's a great traditional German folk music.
There's not so much love for it. It's
older thing.
What other thing? The Germans
like? Is it an older music? Is it, you know?
Yeah, of course. Of course they like that. But the scene is not that vibrant as it is here.
Is it not?
You got to really search for clubs and you got to really look out for new bands. And it's really hard to find new cool bands,
which
is really normal here. I have the impression.
Well, listen, you're enjoying yourself in Ireland, definitely.
Yeah.
I'm glad you are. But you're going to do a song for us this time. Are you going to do two songs for me, actually? And we're delighted you are. The first one, tell me about it.
First song is called All Is Gold and Green.
Yeah.
And we wrote it in November last year because we were missing this country here and this festival.
Lovely.
And the festival's actually worked into the lyrics, I think.
Well, we'd love to
hear
it. Thank you very much. In your own time now. Thank you.
Take me by the paw and we'll fly away to a land of gold and green, where noise dissipates and where all the pain will vanish with the wind and the sea. Oh, when will we get lost again? Lost in the swell. Me by the claw and we'll run away faster than their lives. Ideas of well use not anchored in us, out of sight and out of mind. When will we get lost again? Lost in the swell. Take me by the paw and then guide me home to your truths and your desires. Your depth is my wood and you borrow my light to set this cosmic fire. Oh, when will we get again. Lost in the swell. Oh, when will we get lost again?
You know, once again, and I don't want to sound patronized, but that's a song that just took me on a journey, and then it stopped, and I'm going, oh, I'm back again. Beautiful song.
Thank
Who wrote that yourself?
We always write songs together.
Oh, that is really. Have you got a lot of songs written?
Yeah, we've got a few, but never recorded anything properly. We're working on the first EP, but
you definitely should record. I'm going to tell you that, Paula. You're we haven't spoken much to you. What part of Germany are you from?
We were both from Frankfurt.
Frankfurt.
Yeah.
Oh, ich arbeite in Deutschland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where?
Ich arbeite in Borkum, kleine Insel in the North Sea.
Cool.
Yeah.
What you doing?
In 1979. 1989.
Very good, you're German.
Yeah,
very
it's good.
That's so cool. Everybody here can speak German.
Ich liebe Deutschland. But I loved Borkum. You know, Borkum's in the North Sea, small island, just beautiful, right?
Yeah.
And then I came down to De Bonn and Cologne and Frankfurt. Is Frankfurt down near Bonn and Cologne? No, further south.
Super in the middle.
In the middle.
And then ich arbeite in Eichstätt in Bavaria, and Ingolstadt near München. Oh, just loved it. Absolutely beautiful place. So I can't understand why they're not so enriched in their music, because it's such a beautiful place, and beautiful countries always have beautiful music. But anyway, you definitely
actually,
came across with a beautiful track there.
It's even worse in Frankfurt, I think. There's not so much good music.
Maybe you could be the people that could bring that to a different level. Well, listen, you're going to do another song for us now, and this is called
The Pattern.
Tell me about that.
The Pattern, it's a cover from In Their Thousands, and we love that song, and because they're the best men.
you're big In Your Thousand fans then, definitely.
Yeah, and we played that song last year as a duo, and...
Lovely.
We're glad that we can
play now.
Well, listen,
we'd love to hear it. We'd love to hear your version of it. And Paula, I'm going to tell you one thing now, right? Do you see if the German music industry is not great? Forget about it. Come over here to Ireland and record yourself out, because you've created beautiful music and a beautiful environment, and the two just work so well. Yourself and Aaron Moore, stay here. We'll get you somewhere to stay. Stay here. Give it up. Thank you so much indeed. The best luck. One more time for Julia and Paula. Thank you so much. Right, we're going for a quick ad break. We'll be back real shortly, and we'll be talking to John Muldowney. Thank you very much.
How would you like to win €5,000 in cash? All you have to do to be in with a chance of winning this fabulous cash prize is to travel to Arranmore Island on board the Blue Ferry in association with Highland Radio. You will be then entered into a free draw, which will be live on the Gary Gamble Show on Highland Radio in September. For more information, call 087 317 1810 or arranmorefastferry.com for terms and conditions.
Listening to Paul McDevitt.
the world's not on your side today. Cause we don't need God, don't need anything, just our minds, a pillow and a bed.
That's the Orca Collective, and if you're a fan of the Orca Collective, they will be back in Donegal in October. Really looking forward to that. If you just joined us on Highland Radio on a Sunday evening, you wonder what the hell's going on. We are live here from the Swell Festival, an event that we have really, we've actually kind of built the whole year around it, and I'm delighted to say it hasn't disappointed. 26 and a half minutes after 7 o'clock. We're with you right through until 9. As all weekend, Highland have been broadcasting from here. And I'm delighted to say now, and the music has been phenomenal up until now. So I want to say thanks to everybody who's joined us. And we are talking now to a good friend of ours who was up with us on Monday night with the Monday night sessions. And it's one of the main organisers, John Muldowney. John, good to see you. Give John a big round of applause. No, wait a minute, not that big a round of applause. That's the applause I told you about when me and Jimmy were finishing. Sorry about that. So we'll go back to John Muldowney.
Yay!
John, good to see you again.
Same as that, Paul.
Right, tell me, John, what's your feelings now on a Sunday evening?
Oh, my God. Well, Romy, I mean, you just heard Romy.
And you know, I didn't cover the whole band aspect.
Yeah.
There was something else.
They played the main stage there, and honest to God, I have never heard music like it. It was just unreal. You heard them there, and they were just an acoustic guitar and two voices. They had a full band with them. They came last year from Germany as a two-piece.
Yeah.
They came this year, they brought a band, they had a cello, keyboards, drums, bass, and guitar, and those two beautiful voices.
Just
and,
something yeah. else, John, wasn't it? Yeah. Really was. It just, and the two voices together, I say, it just, to me personally, it soaked up what this swell is all about. It's yeah. just the journey that this song took me to and the whole thing. It just yeah. was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. But
know,
now, I didn't realise that you were saying about the Romani, the whole group and all, but they're fairly successful in Germany.
Well,
well known.
We've seen that they would have done a big gig in Frankfurt with an orchestra,
uh-huh.
and you can imagine just how wonderful that was.
But just to
hear them in that band setting,
but you can be checked
and
they were so
committed. Like from last year, they were going, like, we would love to come back if you have us back, and going, well, that's a no-brainer. Because
they're
just ridiculously talented and ridiculously nice people as well. You know,
they're lovely people.
Like everybody that's here, you know, everybody that's here is here because they want to be here,
aye.
And they're performing because they want to be here, and you can feel that in the place. The atmosphere is just great.
You see, the thing about it, maybe that's what the water separates as once you land here, boom, you have this atmosphere.
It's an island thing.
It doesn't stop.
You get on that ferry, and I'll tell you, you know, as you say, you leave all the troubles on the mainland.
And
you
go know, back a short,
you get
back
in a here and. You can leave the watch behind you as well.
If you look at my right arm, it's gone. What I was going to ask you about, Romani, you can check them out on YouTube, actually.
Romie, R-O-M-I-E. And honest to God, check them out. And they have their music on, I think they're on SoundCloud. I think they're on Bandcamp. They're definitely on YouTube.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely beautiful. And, you know, it's a shock to me that they haven't recorded, because I was pretty sure they'd recorded, you know. Talent like that needs to be heard by more people.
Absolutely, and I think maybe maybe part of the issue is they seem to be very downbeat on the German music scene.
Yeah, I think
so.
I think it's difficult to just get opportunities to play. You know, I suppose we're relatively fortunate here that we do have a reasonably vibrant scene. You know, I suppose it's still not where we would like it to be for original music. You know, I mean, it's like yourself and Jimmy and Highland have been so fantastic and giving a voice to original live music as opposed to...
Thanks, Tommy.
You know, yes. But it's true, you know, that like that's the thing. Because if you stifle that, you stifle all creativity.
Of course.
You know, it's grand. We all play around the pubs and do a few cover versions and whatnot, but it's the new stuff is where it's at.
But, you know, the cover versions have to be there, John. They are there. And then, do you know what I love? I love people bringing their own version of a cover version.
What, like the girls did with Under Thousands?
You know what I mean? And that's a totally different song.
Oh, it is, absolutely.
You know, and you're going, I'm not taking away from the boy, but it's...
No harm to Big Frail, like, but...
No, it's
Frail, they owned it, sir. I don't know if you're listening.
Hey, but now I'm going to slap it. Well, I'm going to leave you a wee second. I'm glad you get a breather there. I'm going to another good friend of ours, Jerry Early. Good to see you, Jerry.
How are you doing, bro? It's hard to get John Muldoon a breather, I tell you.
Part of me thinks that you got a better shout than he did. I don't know. Keep me out of it. I don't want to get
involved. That's all my family's being.
Oh, that's right. Oh, that's what it is. Hey, for you, Jerry, I know like this is a big thing for you in Ireland. Describe the whole thing to me, Jerry, and as briefly as you can, or what way you think about it. Take as long as you want, even.
It'll take a while. But
go ahead.
This doesn't start, obviously. It doesn't start this weekend. It doesn't start last week.
No,
this has been going on, and I have to say that John and I suppose Ari have really carried the can for most of it, and then come Tuesday, there's a whole bunch of lads just come out, give up a week's work, come out and get everything together. It's you know, it's many ways it's so inspirational to see the whole setup come together. But then, come the weekend, it takes on a whole new life. You know, I'm looking at the likes of Declan McClafferty, Seamus Devaney. You know, every time you look at them, they're helping somebody out that's short. And it's just a real, real, real pleasure to and the talent that's about it.
It's unbelievable.
The problem I have is that I don't know where to be. Is that much going on, you know?
See, this is what we had when we came on here. But the thing about it is, Jerry, what you're saying is there, you have you're talking about Seamus Devaney. Most of the people we were talking to here, they were running somewhere.
Yeah.
So we grabbed Seamus, and he said, we're on stage now in 10 minutes, and we're going, will you come down with us? I'll come down. So then that's all forgotten about. You know, the 10 minutes, Miles walking about there, you know, international superstar, basically, for want of a better word. And there's no, everything's just, people are soaking up this atmosphere that is here on the island, and you know, it's, I'm sure you'll probably just say it's an island thing.
Well, you know what, funny, I listened to Moyes, I had to run over the road, I had to run over home. I listened to Moya's interview on...
To let them know you're still
just
here.
Just to say hello. Just to get my...
I'm the man in the photo.
Just to change my shirt.
I'm the man in the photo.
I listened to her her interview, and it was... I mean, as a star, as you know, an international star, but she spoke so, I suppose...
Eloquently
and so natural about where she's at, what she's doing. And to me, it was like, you know, she means what she's here because she wants to be here, and she's coming back, as she says, and it's just a really, really...
I think that's the big thing about the music scene, and we have found it since we had started the Monday night sessions. You know, what I love about it, you meet people now and again, you know, that their heads are places they shouldn't be, but there are very few in this music scene. I have to say, anybody we've met one or two, like... but they'll not be back again. Do you know? So, but in general, the people who are very given and very humble in their way of going, they just love their music, you know.
Yeah, and as Maya touched on, there's a big, you know, I think that's a huge addition this year to the Swell, and you know, again, John. And I know Eric Laird's came on board as the Gaelic, you know, as Gaelic, the barn over the campus. And I mean, these Latchigos behind me here at Clanmacgreary, I know they're, I can't wait to hear their set, and Moya's on. And
it's the way they come around you all of a sudden there, Jerry. It's the way they come around you all of a sudden. I'd be scared.
Once you're running faster behind me here, and, I reckon you should never turn your back and run a fast man, but I have no choice.
That's waste romance sitting back that wall.
But you know, that's the thing. The whole Irish language stage, it's Donal and the lads from Clanmacgreary and Moya actually that sort of curated that.
Well, you spoke, you know, John, about Derek Allard's coming on board with you this year. What's a big thing to you too?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you know, it kind of, it's a wee sign that we might be doing someone right.
An endorsement.
So we're absolutely delighted with that. Do you know, and you know, the diversity in that stage.
Aye.
You know, from DJs and electronica yesterday.
Yes.
Closed out with David Kitt, did a DJ set after playing his singer songwriter set on the main stage.
Aye.
Unbelievable.
And I think he had to stop me. What's going on?
do you know what? Exactly. It was just like, I know. You know, great. Aye. I know we're getting bang for our buck here. Like, but
the sun's coming up again.
There's it wasn't John that stopped them, just so you.
But that's brilliant.
Phenomenal.
And it was good for David Kitt because it gives him a chance to maybe get away from, you know, he's singing to diversity to something else.
Yeah. He was loving it. He was absolutely loving
atmosphere.
It. You know?
Atmosphere, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's
well, great. The thing about it is, it's been a great success. I'm sure you'd agree, Jerry, this year, John, has been a good...
I know the weather's, you know, you can use the weather as an excuse, but it's not dampened it.
Definitely not.
People are, you know, feel good factor, you can sense it, you can feel it, and everybody just wants to help. We had an issue yesterday, we had a hurricane blow in for about an hour, and the amount of people that just chipped in to make sure that everything
stayed
intact.
But you had a great foresight into Willer.
I just looked up at the sky.
I knew that. Yeah. I know, and I thought to myself, "What a great fella!"
It's an Aaron Moore thing. Like you just
it's
look
Aaron
up
Moore
and,
thing,
and you bless you bless yourself and hope for the best.
I'd believe you, but thousands probably wouldn't. But
a tall man had radio and they give me a good detail.
I think the statement.
But I didn't tell anybody else that
he was marching up. He was marching up the field in his yellow or orange wellies, and he was going, "Right, boys, she's peaked. You can take it from me, she's peaked."
I said, funny when you mentioned these orange wellies. I said to somebody, as Jerry earlier, about, oh, you'll not miss them. And the next thing in the distance, I see these orange wellies, and I said, thank God for lifeboats.
I
thought he was a goner over there. I seen a pair of upturned orange wellies over in the gorse hole there, and I thought, Jesus, Ernie's away.
Oh, very good. John, the guitar, there's a guitar for grabs the day.
There is indeed,
always.
Guy. It's
a Tully Bard guitar. He's not allowed on.
Oh, Tully can't buy tickets this year. No, jeez, no. No, good on you, Benny. Fantastic. Emerald Guitars, Alistair Hay, over there in Cavanachor and St. Johnson, who is, you know, he supported us last year, donated this beautiful carbon fibre guitar worth €1,500, did exactly the same thing again this year. Unfortunately, because he is so busy, which is a great thing, you know, to see a local business thriving, but because he's so busy, he wasn't able to make it out.
But Alan's here.
Alan is here, who does all the PR for them and all. And anyway, we have this great guitar. There's raffle tickets being sold all around the place. We're going to draw it actually on the
main stage with the Woodburn and Savages. We'll close out the show, and somebody's going to be very, very happy. Going to be
proud
of
it later on.
We're going to do it later on. I'll
tell you. Just send it on.
We're just going to milk. We're going to milk the life out of all the tickets that we can, raise as much money as we can to pay for all this stuff.
But what and, tell you, in fairness, John, the tickets only €2 each. Like
that's right. That's people, exactly you know, €2, three for a fiver, sure.
Almighty.
And you know the chance of winning this instrument, which Jerry is going to play in a wee minute. He's
well, the strange thing about it, Jerry played it Monday night, and I seen a bit of a struggle trying to get it off him. Yeah, it's going to, and his home and his home turf it could be chance of the night.
Oh, I know. He's a brave grip on him, that man.
Got a wide fin, and the winner is Jerry Early.
that's a jinx now. Come on.
Oh. No, we're only going. Well, I'm delighted to say in the background, and I don't mean that just because of the way we're situated here, we have the Clanbrook Crowley. Give them a big round of applause. And we have Sean, and we have Tony, and we have Huey. And where's...
Dolan's, he's
Megan. Oh, he's MC and all, that's right. Oh, that's right, Megan's up there, that's right. Well, lads, good to see you here.
Thanks very much.
We'll get you some there now. Don't panic. We're live. We're dead on. Tony, are you on tonight now?
We're on in about an hour's time, I think.
As an hour's time? You think really, thereabouts.
Really, really looking forward to it. Absolutely. Yeah.
So what can people expect from yourselves? What you had in your album?
No, we're just going to do one on our normal sets. Just what we normally do. What everybody else is doing there now. Just all the big hits. It's a short spot. 20 minutes, so we'll get in as much as we can.
I can't see 20 minutes just laugh. No, at all. The funny thing about up here, that's the way they tell you. You'll be here for 20 minutes and
No, that's the thing about it. You know, if you have an act, you want to see somebody, you look at the clock and they're on, everything's running like clockwork. So it's,
well, they're all going mad up there, however the hell that is, isn't it? But it's good. I was up there, there's a comedian in there, John, just come back to yourself. There's a comedian going on. And it was good like that.
I would Barry Mack, who organises a comedy club in Letterkenny, and he would know, you know, knows comedians from around the country. Barry, great fella. You know, when we had the wee bother yesterday with one of the tents, and the Saturday comedy slot was actually pulled. Barry's walking about the place, just like, sure, look, tell me where you need me. And you know that's basically been the ethic of everybody. He's going, look, we know things have changed a wee bit, so. You know, we'll just go. We'll go.
But it's
the
about
flow.
The arts, John. That's
it's
right.
All about, yeah, absolutely. Brilliant. Absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
And, you know, we said it in the Monday night program, we'll take the arts on. If people come on with a bit of poetry, bring them on.
Beautiful.
You know, maybe we love it, and that's as good.
Yeah.
But anyway, back to the last, John. Thank you very much. Clear off now. Thank you. Oh, just watch yourself. Hang on now. We're going to get the chords right here. All right there, Joe. Tommy, keep an eye on things there. There we go. Lads, you're going to do a song for us tonight now. Jerry, we're going to do a song that you'll probably have to read the words to, because it's not a song you're too familiar with.
No.
It's a wee song that to us in Highland, it means a lot. To yourself, it means even more. But it's been a song that just grew and grew, and it's stopped growing at the minute, but it's going to spawn off again very, very shortly, I have no doubt.
My 7th staff are going off on a world tour in September, so... We didn't tell them this as yet, but...
Oh, I'll sort that, don't
you? And we'll get you in that wee yellow car to drive us.
I'll drive, because I'm the wife doesn't drink, so... Well, thank God.
Yeah, right.
He's laughing at there, lads. I think you're digging truth here. I don't know if it's been put in front of me tonight, don't I? There's no point telling an eye. Right, we're going to sing.
But just before I do, I just want to give the boys here a big shout again to, you know, for digging me out on that day down in Attica Studios that made, as I think, a decent song very good. And Declan McCafferty and Ari, of course, and the maestro himself, Fear Muldowney, who was directing things from afar. So, anyway, it's a local song that has got, I suppose, it's got a ran a wee bit of legs, and hopefully it'll keep running one.
Oh, it will, I've no doubt. So and it's called I'll Go.
I'll Go, yeah, and I'm up against the punk band here next door, but anyway.
Aye, but I know who's going to. I know who's
going to win that one.
Now we'll pump the volume, we'll put manners in the punk band, let me tell you.
So if you know it, join in.
Aye, definitely.
Right, John? Not tonight, if any night, said the cocks and all the crew. The chances of survival on a night like this are few. December 1940, round the coast of Donegal, came a great north wind that could have been the cruelest of them all. 14 men were missing, 18 more in great distress. Jack Boyle knew that their future and his hands had come to rest. He knew a man who knew the sea, if any man would know. Will you show the way without delay? O'Donnell said, I'll go. I'll go
best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm a life poor man. I am my father's son. I will go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm an island man. I am my father's son. The neighbors watched them gather and they cast a worried eye and wondered how that lifeboat crew could possibly survive. They all agreed that some at least the final price would pay, and the old man shed a tear and knelt down on the ground to pray. While standing on the pier with his hand-picked squad of men, Jack told each one that they might never see their homes again. And he told them there would be no shame if this time they said no. Each traced a cross upon his brow, stepped up and said, I'll go. I'll go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm an island man. I am my father's son. I will go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm from Arranmore. I am my father's son. Against the storm, against the gale, against the mighty wave, those men were rightly honored as the bravest of the brave. And let us all salute them and thank God for men like these, who would risk their lives for strangers in peril on the seas. Oh, Donald Ward and Gallagher, remember these names well. With the Boyles and the Burns and Rogers, they faced the seas from hell. With the waves above them crashing down and a heaving mass below, God bless them, everyone who made a vow to say, I'll go. I'll go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm an island man. I am my father's son. I will go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm an island man. I am my father's son. This volunteer lifeboat crew, a zealot not in war, they fought the greatest storm they had ever seen before. They brought them 18 sailors home and left them on the land. Now they're safe and well and home again by the grace of God's own hand. Now the spirits soar above the waves and they bear eternal rest. And surely if there's justice, they are seated with the best. And I'd like to think on that last hour God whispered soft and low, and welcomed home the 8 brave men who made the vow to go.
I'll go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm an island man. I am my father's son. I will go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm from Arranmore. I am my father's son.
Yes, I'll go. I'll go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm an island man. I am my father's son. I will go and do the best I can. I'll do what must be done. I'll go, cause I'm from Arranmore. I am my father's son.
Give it up, please. That's what it's all about, live music and Irish music right here in Highland Radio. Jerry Early, thank you so much. Clannad McCrory, thank you so much. And John Muldowney, we're away for a quick break and we're trying to get our breath back. We'll be back real soon. Okay, you're very welcome back. If you just joined us here at Highland Radio, it is almost coming up in 12 minutes in front of 8 o'clock on a brilliant Saturday, Sunday evening even here. And I'm delighted to say we are joined by a band that me and Jimmy were listening to earlier on in the... the big tent over there, the Dave Muldowney tent. And we thought, what a sound. So we said, right, we have to get it sorted here. I know they're going to get the ferry at 8 o'clock, but they don't know what I know, and I know the ferry ain't going to go if they're not on it. So, Velvet Alibi, you're very welcome, and it's lovely to see you. Anna, you're the spokesperson. Thank you so much for joining us.
How you doing? I'm doing good.
Quickly, where are you from? Derry-based band, is it? No?
We're all based around the northwest.
Lovely.
Myself, I'm from South London, but I've settled over here for the last 10 years.
Okay.
But we've got Belfast, Derry, like Omagh.
Well, the thing about it is you had a brilliant, which I think is missing in a lot of bands now, the brass section just, it's the first thing that hits me, it's wow.
It's pumping, isn't it?
Oh, there's something. And then the harmonies, I was like, oh, this is amazing here.
Well, you've got a stripped back version of us here. We're normally 11 piece bands, but we've got five.
This is a stripped back version.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, listen, we're not going to hold you up. You're going to do a wee song for us now, and it's called Sweet Thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, whenever you're ready, guys.
Glitter on the highway, colors fill the sky. Ever since I left your room, replaying every moment. They say that love's blind, but I can really see you. 'Cause you walked in, my love, and you opened up. I'm now your precious girl, and I feel so sweet, yeah, sweet, sweet, so sweet, when I'm next to you, I feel so sweet, now my one is two. Clouds above me aligned with silver and gold since I left your room, and I have banished all the heartbreak in my life and welcomed in the sunshine because of you. You keep the magic alive, oh yeah, you hold the key to my smile. Turn my water to wine. You do. Sweet, sweet, so sweet. When I'm next to you,
Velvet Alibi. You know, hey, for such a version, you just came together. Brilliant. Thank you so much indeed. You'd better get there because it's 5 to 8 and that ferry's going at 8 o'clock. Anna, thank you so much. Give it up one more time. Velvet Alibi. And in fairness, they came here like just at a short bit of notice. And don't forget, we are here in Arnmore Island. It is part of the Swell Festival. And it's all in association with Arnmore Fast Ferries and your Arnmore Holiday Villages. Check them out. And also want to give a big thanks to Jim Muldowney from divearnmore.com. Jim's looking after us, taking us back home off the mainland very, very shortly, which we appreciate. Right, I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to go to the news, but before we do that, we're going to take a song. We're coming back with another hour of great music. The Wood Burning Savages are going to be here live. Stay tuned for that. And taking us there, The Crazy Word. Don't know why, don't know why.